Well, you know, bluegrass is a form of music that I've been playing. I think you saw in an email or something. I mean, I've been playing it longer than I've probably been doing anything. You know, it's just a form of music that is really, really certainly popular in particularly the southern states, but also the northern states, and has been really popular, you know, across Canada for a lot of years. Like, I remember playing down in the London area with a band called the Dixie Flyers back, you know, in the mid-70s. I took a bunch of years off myself from playing, but then got back into it about 6 or 7 years ago, I guess. It's a kind of music that initially was pretty traditional, but there's getting to be a lot of new bands, and we've got some of those new bands coming up to the festival in Tottenham on the 23rd, 24th, 25th of this month.
So
So you're going to see them. What's that?
yeah, let's talk a bit more about the actual day of, or the actual weekend of bluegrass. What
Yeah,
kind of bands can people expect?
so what's going to happen there is we got a mix of some newer style of bands as well as some very traditional bands. So we have two bands coming up from the States, both from Tennessee. The Poe Ramblin' Boys are a band that tours extensively across the United States. They've had Grammy nominations. You know, they're in fact actually when they're done at Tottenham, they're taking off, you know, probably I think it's the next day for a tour of Europe. So they're a very well-known band. I mean, you don't want to miss that band. They're a hot, traditional hard-driving bluegrass band. As well as them, we have another band. I'll stay focused on U.S. guys to start with. A band from Tennessee. Tennessee bluegrass band, and their fiddle player is Ainsley Porchak. She's actually from the Waterloo area, Cambridge Waterloo area, and she is the only person I'm aware of that has won the U.S. both the U.S. Grandmaster and the Canadian Grandmaster fiddle championships. And they're a super band. Again, you know, touring around a lot. They've got some players who have been on Grammy nomination recordings, and so. You know, they're also a band you really don't want to miss. So, super stuff. The Spinney Brothers are coming from the East Coast. They've been around for, oh, many years. They've got about 12 albums out. Had some IBMA is the International Bluegrass Music Association out of Raleigh, North Carolina. They've been nominated many times in different categories. So they're a really well-known international group as well. So, and then we got a whole bunch of really good Canadian bands. We have two bands from the London area coming up, New Cumberland and Granite Hill. My band's going to be there, High Banks. We've been together about about a year and a half, but all the guys in the band have been playing for many years, and we just got back from last weekend. We were playing up in Manitoulin Island at the Bluegrass in the Country Festival. That went over really well. We closed the show with some what I think were, I don't want to blow my own horn here, Devin, but you know, I thought we did a pretty good job out there. Stoney Lonesome is going to be there as well. That's Nick McDonald. If anybody's familiar with bluegrass up between, well, probably where Tottenham is located and Owen Sound, they're going to know about the McDonald Brothers and Traditionally Wound. Really solid, fantastic band. So, yeah, they're going to be there. Who else we got? We got the Shots. Just to mix it up a little bit, they're a duo, Allison and Darren Schott, and they're going to do a couple of sets for us over the weekend. And you know, just to mix it up a little bit from a 5 or 6 piece bluegrass band with banjos and stuff to a little bit more traditional 2 piece mandolin, fiddle, and mandolin slash fiddle and guitar, and they do a great job as well. Who else we got? Jake Lauzon's going to be there. He was there last year with J.P. Cormier. And he has a band who performed a number of years ago back when Tottenham had we had two stages going a few years ago. One we called the Back 40 stage, and then the other one was the main stage. And the Back 40 stage was a real happening stage for a lot of younger bluegrass bands. And, you know, it was really a smaller, more intimate area. And their band performed down there, and I went to see them, and they were just great. I mean, some really fantastic versions of traditional tunes as well as some newer stuff. So they're going to be there. Beaton Creek will be there. They're a local band from the Tottenham area. as well as our MC is going to be Washboard Hank. He was there last year. He's a funny guy, keeps the crowd going in between band changes and so on. So, and he's got a bunch of music that he's that he can perform in there in the middle of band changes as well. So it's going to be a great, really a great weekend. I can't wait to go. So.
That sounds fantastic, Dennis. Now, besides the bands that are going to be playing, because we both know that that's what people are going to be going there for. What other items can people expect when they go to Bluegrass?
Been going for a long time, so over the years, you know, we've learned, you know, what we need to provide in terms of amenities and that kind of thing. Now, there's going to be food on site, right from breakfast through dinner, you know, everything in between. There will be a beer garden right next to the concert area. The concert area itself, if you've never been to the Tottenham Conservation Area where the festival is being held, it's in a beautiful natural amphitheater. So the stage is down at the bottom of the sort of the hill that, and then it backs onto a river, the river in behind. And it's just a beautiful sight. I mean, there is no bad seats in the place. There are tented areas set up for shade for people that would prefer to be in the shade than in the sun. There's a beer garden to the right of the stage area. There's food down there as well. There are washroom facilities pretty much all over the park, showers as well. And for those people that have RVs and need hookups, there are hookups available on site for, you know, the larger RV camping. Tent camping as well, you know, it's a good site for facilities and for accommodations. So, you know, it's again one that I think is one of the better, or actually one of the best sites for a bluegrass festival anywhere in Canada, in my opinion. It's well appointed, and you know, lots of things that make camping easy. Yeah,
that's awesome. Do you have any closing remarks or anything that you want to let our audience know about, Dennis, before we end things off here?
Well, all I would say is, even if you're planning on just coming up for the day, either, you know, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, we're going to be starting the show at around the opening ceremonies are going to be on at about 5:30 on Friday, and we've got pretty much a full lineup right through till about 11 o'clock on Friday. Saturday, we start the show at 10:15 and we go right till 11 o'clock in the evening. We do a supper break. There is going to be a kids contest, and we'll have the winners of the kids contest, or the first couple of winners of the kids contest, come up on the main stage. Hopefully they won't be too nervous because there will be a big crowd in front of them, but we want to give them some exposure as well. And then on Sunday, we're going to do a gospel show, and we'll kind of wrap things up at around 3 o'clock. So it's a full weekend, and even if you can't come out for the whole weekend, come on out for the day, and you're going to really have a great time. It's a fantastic music show.